where the mixed dancing takes place. So Rav Moshe's assuming, I'm not sure if this recording is going to work tonight, but we'll do the best we can. Rav Moshe's assuming that one could say it's not really the Aveira, because it's Dover, he says, Af b'lekum makamache eino bara lesser b'kahay gavna, shu Dover she'eino miyuchat hashmisho rak la'aveira. V'yoser notar she'ein bazem mishum lifnei iver u'misayeya u'mutar. And he brings a raya from a Mishnah in Shavuos. Zahaklau, koshem lachdom yuchedes la'aveira is usser. If it's miyuchad le'iser u'laheter, then it's mutter. Right? In other words, a room is just a room. Right? In this room, you could do, like, really holy things. You could learn Gemara in this room. But, right, they're using it. The room is not the Cheftza of Avira, so Rav Moshe is inclined, he says, Mistaber, that's going to be Mutter. But in this tshuva, Rav Moshe seems to paskin like the Shach, as understood by the Dagomer Rav Avva. We pointed out last time that one large school of Achronim that we'll hopefully talk about in 3 minutes completely disagrees with the Shach / Dagomer Rav Avva. Right, that's going to be our Binyan Sion, etc. But Rav Moshe wants to paskin this way. Yeah?
Then, like, if that's really true, then why is the Gemara and Nedarim free, though? Like, shouldn't the Gemara and Nedarim, like, should Rav Ashi just say that, not just that, like...
So that might be exactly what Rav Ashi means in the Nedarim. Right? Think about that. Let's go slowly.
So
think about that Gemara and Nedarim.
Phrase it in so much more of a sharp way. That's really what he's saying. He's saying...
He says, Rov Eitzim Lahasaka Nitnu, and therefore giving wood is not an Isser of Lifnei Iver, because wood is not a Cheftza of Aveira.
But if you wanted to say that it's not a Cheftza of Aveira, then he could have said that.
You know,
like, he could have said that. Like,
sometimes our Aramaic vocabulary doesn't...
No, but the same way that the Mishnah, like, it doesn't seem any, like, the, does it sound like from the context of the Gemara there, and the original MSA, that they're quoting the Mishnah in Shavuos?
Right. So, I mean, the Shach is quoting that Mishnah in Shavuos to assume that it's only usher when there's a Cheftza of Aveira. You're saying that maybe the Gemara in the Nedarim doesn't really sound that way, because the Gemara in the Nedarim is saying that what? That it's only mutter because Rove ate him. This is a question that actually the Karen Ora asked, no? Did any of you have a chance to look at that Karen Ora in the Nedarim? Or you couldn't find it? What?
Could not find it.
They don't have a Karen Ora in the base Medrash here?
I was surprised.
Okay, it's on Bar Ilan, I think. But he's awesome. The Karen Ora was the Rav of Karlin. There were two brothers, the Mishkas Yaakov and the Karen Ora. Karlin was a Hasidish town. They were both Misnagdim. The Karen Ora really gives you the approach to learning that is pre-Brisk with all the goodness of Brisk. In terms of, he asks all the Hakiras, but he goes through the Rishonim very carefully. It's really a very fine sefer. So the Karen Ora asks a question. He says, how come the Gemara in the Nedarim has to say that Rov Eitzim is used for burning fires, Lahasaka, burning fires in terms of making heat or whatever people do with a fire? Why does the Gemara not say that we could be Tola, that you'll use it for Hasaka? Tola means that any sense I have to attribute should be enough. So the Karen Ora is bothered, why does the Gemara have to say Rove? That is a strong question. However, according to what we're saying, maybe there's a teretz. Because maybe Rove is a way of saying that I do not define this Cheftza as a Cheftza of Aveira. In an area where there's a lot of Zoroastrians, and people are burning wood for Avodah Zara all the time, maybe wood is a Cheftza of Aveira. Says the Gemara, no, Rove means it's not a Cheftza of Aveira. Again, I think this is a possible yeshua for the Karen Ora. I'm not convinced that this is pshat, but it certainly is something that I like to say. Let's go on. Many achronim, here, let's just say over the Avni Nezer. The Avni Nezer, I mentioned that the Avni Nezer is in Siman Kuf Tes and Siman Kuf Chavav, but in the Avni Nezus that we have here in the Beit Midrash, both Siman Kuf Tes is missing, and Siman Kuf Chavav has the beginning missing, but the end of Os Dalad in Siman Kuf Chavav is printed. It's on page 129 in this edition. For some reason, like, this edition is totally messed up, but the Avni Nezer is inclined that the Shach is right without the emendation of the Dagomer Ravava. Meaning, the Dagomer Ravava had a kasha on the Shach. Dear Shach, how can you say a mummer is mutter? Don't we know that mummer is a full-fledged Jew? Yisrael, afa pishachata, Yisrael hu. So, says the Avni Nezer, the issue that we're dealing with is really a question of arevos. Right, there's a halacha. We spoke about this when we talked about the mitzvah of hocheach tochiach a few minutes ago. Arevus means, Kol Yisrael arevim zebazeh, I'm responsible for you. No? By the way, Rabbi Twersky once pointed out in a shir that he gave in yeshiva that the Lashon HaMishnah is striking. Kol Yisrael arevim zeh, bazeh. Right? You would assume that the Mishnah should write, Kol Yisrael arevim zeh, lazeh.
Everyone says that anyway.
Huh? That's the way everyone says it, but the Lashon HaMishnah is Arevim Zeh Bazeh. Now, the Pashtus is, and Rabbi Twersky explained this beautifully, Arevim might come from an expression of Me'urav, that we're all mixed together. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bazeh means we are mixed together, we are one entity. And that explains the concept of Arevus by mitzvos, no? If I have already fulfilled my mitzvah, I can still be mutzi you with your mitzvah. Why? Because so long as there's some Jew out there who has not discharged his obligation, there's a discussion in Reb Kiva Eger and the Dagomer Vava at the beginning of Brachas about whether Nashama Bechla Arevos, no. But so long as there's some Jew out there who has not discharged his or her obligation in the mitzvah, so I have also not discharged my obligation. Because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebozeh, we're all mixed together, we're one entity. And therefore, if you didn't fulfill your mitzvah, I didn't fulfill my mitzvah. And that's why, afa pi sheyatza motzi. That was Rabbi Twersky's diyuk. I thought it was a very nice and elegant diyuk in the Mishnah. But comes along the Avni Nezer. And the Avni Nezer says that mummer, the question that we're dealing with over here, is really whether I have the din of arevus for a mummer. Because when you think about it, lifnei iver midrabanan is based on hocheach tochiach, giving mussar, which is really an extension of this idea that I'm responsible for you. That's what we call arevos. Is there arevos for a mummer? So says the Avni Nezer that the Maharal of Prague points out a Gemara in Sota Lamed Vav. The Gemara in Sota says, Shalonis arvu Yisrael rak la'achar she'avras hayardein. We only accepted Arevos when we crossed the Yarden, when we entered Eretz Yisrael. That means that Eretz Yisrael is a place, you could probably use this in the Dvar Torah because it's like nice and elegant. Eretz Yisrael binds the Jewish people together. Arevos means I'm responsible for you. And that responsibility set in when we crossed the Yarden. And even after we're no longer in Eretz Yisrael, but Eretz Yisrael has the ability to bind us together because our makom is Eretz Yisrael. We're all connected to Eretz Yisrael. Therefore, we're all responsible for each other, even though befoal, even though in actuality we're not in Eretz Yisrael, it's as if we are. Says the Avni Nezer, the following yesod. A mummer is dino ki Yisrael. But a mummer is also dino kenachri. The mummer has two dinim. He's a Jew, she's a Jew, on one hand. On the other hand, the mummer is not a Jew. Right? How does the Avni Nezer know this? He knows this because it's a din of Yayin Nesach, no? Yayin Nesach that we're talking about isn't the real Yayin Nesach. Real Yayin Nesach is if you pour the wine for Avodah Zarah. Over here we're talking about, let's say, the guy touches the wine. The wine is assumed to be treif, because maybe there's some thoughts of Avodah Zarah. A mummer makes wine, Yayin Nesach. There's a halach of kanoyim pogim bo by a mummer, no? Do not try this on your own. But let's say you see somebody having relations with a mumeres, right? Or a mummer having relations with a Jewish young woman, according to the Mordechai. So the din is kanoyim pogim bo. Why? Because the mummer is dino kenachri. At the same time that's dino ki Yisrael, it's dino kenachri. Comes along the Avni Neish and he says the kicker. Therefore, if a mummer is dino kenachri, the mummer doesn't have the same kesher to Eretz Yisrael that others have. And therefore, arevos might not be put in place for a mummer.
Does make a jump to the no kesher to Eretz Israel? It seems like it should just go straight to no kesher to Israel.
No kesher to Jews?
Yeah.
So apparently, we have to have some kesher to a mummer. I mean, what does Yisrael afapishachot Yisraelhu? What does that mean? That means that, like, if a mummer is mekadesh, if there's kedushin, the kedushin works. So they have connection to Jews, right? Marriage takes effect.
But why doesn't he say that? Because we think of him in terms of going other relations, and he also just doesn't have a root, and therefore doesn't have this dish. Why
so
does he say that?
He's assuming that we need the jump toward Eretz Yisrael, because Arevus is based on Eretz Yisrael, and I skipped a line. There's a halacha that people who might cause us to sin should not be in Eretz Yisrael. Lo yeshuva artzecha penyachtiu oschalei. The Torah says that we're not allowed to have the Zion Amim in Eretz Yisrael because they might cause us to sin. A mummer might cause us to sin. Therefore, the mummer can't be in Eretz Yisrael. Once a mummer can't be in Eretz Yisrael, consequently, there is no arevos. That's his shtickle Torah. I think it's very creative. Avni Nezers tend to be creative. But it's also something that is a bit unusual. Now let's just talk for two more minutes about the position of the Binyan Sion. No? Until now, we have been saying as follows. The Ramah says that there's a machlokas in Tosfos. The Shach says that there is no machlokas, because there's a difference between Mumar and Goy versus Yisrael. Right? The Binyan Sion. Binyan Sion is who? The author of the Binyan Sion is Reb Yaakov Etlinger, who was the Rav of Kehilas Ahu, which is Altuna Val something, Altuna Hamburg and Baumstadt or something, three German communities. Reb Yaakov Etlinger, according to tradition, gave smicha to Reb Shamshon Rafael Hirsch, just to put him in perspective. Reb Yaakov Etlinger and the Tshuvas and Binyan Sion Simen Tesvav, and the same approach is taken by the Meshiv Dovar in Chelak Beis, Simen Lamed Beis. Reb Yaakov Etlinger is dealing with the shaila whether you're allowed to print books by a Goyisha printer who employs Jews, no? And the concern is that maybe the Jew will be doing malacha and printing the book on Shabbos. The Meshiv Dovar is the Netziv. The Meshiv Dovar deals with the shaila. Are you allowed to be a shadchan and set up your non-religious friends who won't keep Taharas HaMishpacha? Is that some iser of Lifnei Iver b'char aver d'nahara? Yeah, they could find each other on their own, but maybe you are aiding and abetting. Maybe you're assisting. And maybe that's Lifnei Iver b'char aver d'nahara. Now again, if I am a Shach Jew, so we have to figure out whether they're mazed or not. But the Binyan Sion and the Meshiv Dover take a different approach. They say that what I have to focus on is whether my assistance is at the time that they're doing the Aveira, or whether my assistance is before the Aveira takes place. Zuck the Binyan Sion. There's a steer in Tosis. Tosis in Avodah Zarah says it's Heter Gomer, but Chad Aver D'Nahara. But Tosis in Shabbos says it's Osim Midrabanon. Says the Binyan Sion, no. Tosis in Avodah Zarah is talking about that I give you the cup of wine, and you're a nazir, and you'll drink it when? Are you going to drink it the second I pouring the wine down your throat? Or am I giving you the cup, and then you'll drink it? How do you learn it? Am I pouring it down your throat? That's not reasonable. That doesn't sound like the case. So, in the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, that's before you do the Aveira. That's Heter Gomer. But the Tosis in Shabbos, the case is, my hand is over here. You're taking the item directly from my hand, from the Rishus HaYochim to the Rishus HaRabim. That's exactly at the time when Aveira takes place. If it's simultaneous, then it is going to be Aser Midrabanan.
That's what the Binyan Sion says.
That's what the Binyan Sion says. What?
That makes a lot of sense.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful yishuv to the Tosis. And therefore, am I allowed to be Masadar Kedushin for couples not going to keep Taras HaMishpacha? Yes, because they're not doing the Aveira at the same time, right, under the Chuppah. Am I allowed to give the book to the printer? Yes. Now, let's just analyze the Binyan Sion briefly. The Gemara in Nedarim, does it work for the Shach? Does the Gemara in Nedarim work for the Binyan Sion? Let's go, ladies.
It's kind of simultaneous.
Is it simultaneous?
No.
In Nedarim?
You're selling it, and then if you use it.
Presumably, I sell it to the Zoroastri, and then the Zoroastri makes the fire, no?
So when is it really so simultaneous? Like, if the Nazir says, can you pour me a cup of wine in my mouth?
If the Nazir says, can you pour the wine in my mouth? Maybe. I mean, that doesn't seem so likely. Most cases are not simultaneous. But occasionally, you have a case like that Tisus in Shabbos, when the Aveira is simultaneous. Now, the Gemara in the Nedarim seems to be against the Binyan Sion, no? Because the Gemara in the Nedarim is not simultaneous. It's against the Shach, and it's against the Binyan Sion also, no? Because the Gemara in the Nedarim says, I'm selling the forest, and then they're going to make the fire, which, again, according to the Ran in the Nedarim, making the fire is an act of Avodah Zarah. The Rosh in the Nedarim learns that making the fire is not an act of Avodah Zarah, but might be Noi Avodah Zarah. So the Binyan Sion at the end of the Tshuva says, you know what? I found a new sefer called the Ritva. And the Ritva says something similar to me, but a little bit better. See, the Ritva writes that if I cause you to do an Aveira, meaning, if you say, give me wine so that I will drink it, then it's going to be usher. Says the Binyan Sion at the end, Acharei Kechlos HaKol, he thinks that the Ritva is the best solution. But again, when all is said and done, I have four different approaches. I have a Ramah that there's a Machlokes. I have a Shach, there's no Machlokes because different type of people. I have a Binyan Sion, it depends on the timing. And then I have a Ritva who says, if you explain why you want it, and you want it for the Aveira, then it's a problem. Now, this is going to be relevant for 1,000 issues that could potentially come up. And this we will flesh out upstairs in like 2 minutes when we get there, somewhat. And we'll develop it more at Mirta Hashem tomorrow. Did any of you see those Rambams that I assigned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not the Rotsayah. The source you sent us was Perek Yud. I don't think there was a halacha you'd bet
about. Oh, no? Okay, so let me...
It
could be it was Perek Yud Bet. Yeah, that could be.
It was about, like, Clay Zion, like, Kamal.
Yes, correct.
Yeah, okay, so,
okay. So that's really the Rambam. So it could be I typed it wrong or I read it wrong, something like that. Okay, whatever it is, we'll pick up from there. And you should see the Perish of Rabbeinu Hanan on the side of the Gemara. And then we'll try to really finish Lifnei Iver tomorrow night. Emir to Hashem, and we'll go on. After I speak to my wife, I'll email you to confirm whether we'll have Shia tomorrow night or not. I just can't do it until I speak to her. Okay.